Good morning. The system from the middle of the week that brought a bunch of rain to interior New York and New England has now lifted off into the Canadian Maritimes. Skies cleared out for a time last night and temperatures dropped off. As a result, we have a chilly start and most places are in the 30s and lower 40s. We'll even have some sunshine to start the day in spots, but clouds are quickly increasing from the south ahead of the next wave of low pressure currently moving through the mid-Atlantic and up the coastal plain. Rain is going to overspread our region from south to north during the morning, with the southern Catskills, Hudson Valley, and southern New England getting it first by the middle of the morning. Gradually by lunchtime, the rain will reach I-90 and finally through northern New York and New England through the early to mid part of the afternoon. Showers at first, then a steadier rain, perhaps even with some heavier bursts, will make for a wet afternoon drive. Temperatures will have an opportunity to come off our morning lows and through the 40s and into the lower to mid 50s, but readings will level off once the rain begins, and it'll be a cool second half of the day. As we get into the night tonight, the slug of moisture with this system will pass through. We'll have just a few scattered showers left over, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and areas of fog as temperatures drop back into the lower 40s. Another disturbance at the surface and aloft will dig through the Midwest and Great Lakes today and arrive in our area tomorrow. Out ahead of this system, we'll have partly sunny skies in the morning, allowing temperatures to climb quickly into the mid-60s, and this will set the stage for pop-up afternoon showers, maybe even a few bursts of rain as the trough approaches from the west, and a rumble of thunder is not out of the question on Saturday afternoon. After this disturbance passes through, we'll be left with a pool of cooler air over top of us for Sunday. As a result, the instability will produce plenty of cloud cover and debris. It'll keep it chilly for the second half of the weekend with a few passing rain showers, highs only in the upper 40s and lower 50s. In fact, that disturbance will remain nearby on Monday, so a slow departure will mean more clouds and a few scattered showers to open up the new week, highs in the mid-50s on Monday. Then a ridge of high pressure will begin to move in. This will change our weather pattern from a cool one to a milder than normal one as we get into the early part of May, with a mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s on Tuesday, upper 70s on Wednesday, and near 80 degrees on Thursday as the next front approaches, with the chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving storm system coming in off the Pacific will cross the West Coast and bring cooler weather and a threat of rain into tomorrow morning along portions of the coast and especially the Northwest. The mild weather initially in place will be displaced downstream across the Intermountain region and then out to the high plains by late in the weekend. Some daytime readings will reach as much as 10 to 20 degrees above normal in the plains. Showers and thunderstorms are expected tomorrow across the central and southern Rockies and the southern high plains as some moisture begins to return to the north ahead of this system through the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 34 degrees with a west wind at 10 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 6 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 40 degrees, the dew point 37, 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.88 inches, and it is holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and cool with rain and possibly a thunderstorm, upper 50s, Boston thickening clouds with showers developing near 60, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 56 degrees, the low 39, the average temperature 48, that's 4 degrees below normal. 1/100th of an inch of rain yesterday, for the month 3.29 inches, and since January 1st, 11.82 inches of liquid equivalent precipitation and rain, 1.08 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low 41. The record high 91 set in 1962, and the record low 26 in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 5:55 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:51 p.m., 13 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Thickening clouds this morning with rain moving in for the afternoon and highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, thickening clouds with rain moving in this morning, tapering off to showers in the afternoon, and highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, thickening clouds this morning with rain moving in for the afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, thickening clouds with rain moving in later this morning and continuing into the afternoon with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, also some fog in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Thickening clouds with rain moving in later this morning and continuing into the afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny and warm, a few scattered pop-up showers, maybe a rumble of thunder in the afternoon, mid-60s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool with a few showers Sunday and Monday. Lower 50s Sunday, mid-50s Monday. Milder Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s. Upper 70s with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday. And a scattered shower or thunderstorm Thursday. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds and highs around 80 degrees. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.